On Wednesday evening, we were just so blessed as a people of God. And many expressed how they would, although they love God and although they've accepted Jesus into their hearts, they really wanted to stand publicly and declare that in front of the people. And I just feel that this is the opportunity that God wants us to take. And I'd like to invite those who are so thrilled with Jesus and what he's done in their life and have never had a public opportunity to say that what he means to them and how he's come into their lives in reality. And you know, it's not an emotional decision, it's a heartfelt thing. God tells us not to vow anything to him unless we mean it. And so I would like to invite those who said they'd like to come forward just to come and share what Jesus means to them and how personal a relationship they have with him in their hearts. Because I know that they just want to do it to glorify God for what a wonderful Saviour he is. So it's free for those who would like to come. And if you weren't there on Wednesday and you capture the feeling of what is being said, then don't hesitate. You come too and share with us how marvellous and amazing God is to you and why. Amen.
I was watching Billy Graham over lunch today, and he's a keen advocate of this, giving your life to Jesus publicly. And he quoted from the Bible, and
That's right. It's
coincidence. It said, Jesus said, if you are not willing to stand before me publicly, I will not stand with you before my Father.
Yeah.
It sort of says that if you don't give your heart to Jesus publicly, then you're not there yet.
That's right.
And there are possibly quite a few of us here who are not there yet. And the idea is, we want to give our heart to Jesus publicly. So I'm doing it right here in front of you all. And I say, Father, Jesus, I want you to come into my heart, and I want to come into your heart. But I don't know exactly how the sinner's prayer goes, but I'm begging forgiveness for all my sins, and I try not to look back, try and stop looking in the rearview mirror. And I want to look only through the windshield, with maybe a quick glance in the mirror, but not too much focus on that.
Yeah.
And we have to move forward and try and become something that Jesus wants us to become. It's difficult to stop beating yourself up over the past, but you can't change it. And I'm struggling with it. I've got to keep telling myself this, that I cannot change the past.
No,
it's happened, and I can only move forward and beg forgiveness for all my sins, and hope I move forward and accept Jesus into my heart. I've invited him in. He's invited me into his. And we're going to exchange places in each other's heart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, I think I'm going to share this with you all, what I read on Wednesday. I might as well repeat it because I mean it with all my heart. I have been in the wilderness, swayed with the mentality of others, the flesh of this world, people around me, without really realizing it. The enemy seeks his prey being people who are vulnerable, people walking around in fear. I have been a good prey for the enemy, quite simply because I allowed it. We have been talking about the Bible a lot. The Word, Jesus is the Word. And it is in him who he speaks to us. Through him he speaks to us. Through what his Father God tells him. I have listened and been woken up. And feel I need to share this with you all. Who will listen? I have been in a deep pit for so long. Ruled by my yo-yo Christianity. It is only by reading my Bible which has brought me out of it.
Yeah.
I feel so different in my heart. And I can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit healing me. I have to say, wow. Thank you, dear Father.
Amen.
I know you are real.
Yeah.
You have proved it to me through your word. And I can't stress that enough to anybody, because that's what's happened to me. It means a lot to me to say this. You have taught me about your love, and I seek it because I feel at peace and I'm happy and I feel secure. Hence, I will continue God's word because it brings life. Amen. I seek his law now. I don't want to live in the law of my flesh, my thoughts, my feelings, which is Satan's world. Isaiah 43, verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Yeah. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it?
Amen.
I will make a road in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert.
Yeah.
You, Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
God's perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
God has put this in my heart also. Now, this is a little verse which really did bless me. I was doing a Bible study with Ray, and I said to him when I read it out, I said to him, I'm going to have to read this in church. So, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass.
Yeah.
The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of God endures forever.
Amen.
Now, I've been through quite a rough time just lately with one thing and another. Friends letting me down and not understanding how my friends and people around me, how they're acting. So I've been seeking God. I mean, he always turns bad for good, but what I'm saying is that through going through what I've been through, I've been all week I were doing this. I kept writing bits down, bits there, bits there, and actually Andrew had said to speak the word out loud, and it was strange because this morning I thought, right, this one morning I sat up in bed and I made myself a coffee, went to bed, and I'd got this verse, and it said, read this out aloud. In fact, I suppose I ought to read that, didn't I? And I read that, and immediately as I'd read it, something said to me, right, Christine, get your computer on and get this sorted out, what you've been doing all week. So I pieced bits of what I'd put here, there, and everywhere, and I come out with this. It's Psalm 139, I think. Well, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it all. I'm going to read it all, because this is what I read out, you see, and this is what I started. Yeah, it's quite a long one, so you have to bear with me here. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall not light around me. Instead, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day.
Yeah.
The darkness and the light are both alike to you.
Amen.
For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My fame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they are written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would be more a number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me before you bloodthirsty men. Therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and I know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Amen.
I do apologise. I'm not used to. I've been thrown with. I've not read it from this version. I think God's just thrown me up here to read this, and it's quite a challenge. But I hope it's come across all right.
God speaks to me.
It did really speak to me. So I just want to thank God again,
yes,
here as I'm stood here, where He's bringing me, because it. Well, I'm just going to carry on with this, and I think one of these days, I think Bill's been on about it as well. Me and Bill are going to come up here and be born again, aren't we? I'm going to say that prayer again. I told him if he stands here, I'll be standing there doing it as well.
Amen.
Well, I don't mind. I'm quite willing to.
I'm not going to keep you long. I promise. I keep saying that, don't I? But, yeah, plane to catch Tuesday, yeah. So make yourself comfy.
Yeah.
I have been a Christian since being a young man of about 14. In some ways I was a square peg in a round hole. I was an Anglican, but I was, yes. But at that time, much more so than now, the Anglican Church was trapped very much in religion, and I knew there was something more. About 10 years ago, I became born again and really gave my heart to the Lord. Oh, what a difference. It really showed me what Christianity is. I thought I was a Christian before. And you know, Christine's already mentioned this Bible study. It's a very elementary one. But it's showing me that even after 10 years of being a committed, born-again Christian, God has still so much more to reveal to me. And it's led me to Psalm 119. And it just sums it all up for me. Starting at verse 147, I rise before dawn and cry for your help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your laws. Well, that is what I've been asking the Lord to do. And by golly, he's answering prayers. Our God is absolutely wonderful. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And when Bill and Christine stand here, I will stand here with them too.
Is there anyone else who would like to? Ivy, are you?
It's strange that Ray should go on to Psalm 119, because I'd got this laid on my bedside. I picked it up and I thought, what have I been reading here? I looked at it and I thought, Oh, what we were talking about on Wednesday and that. Anyway, it's the Dead Sea Scrolls discovered in the late 1940s contain the oldest known copies of the Hebrew Bible. The Old Testament, for decades, the scrolls have been carefully guarded and their use often restricted to a small group of scholars in an effort to preserve the ancient fragments while broadening access to them. The Israel Antiques Authority, in partnership with Google, is making high result, imagine of the 2,000-year-old scrolls available to everyone online. That's good news for scholars and curious students alike. It's also a reminder of the great treasure we currently possess in the Bible itself. Throughout Psalms 119, the writer celebrates the eternal nature and life, changing wisdom of God, of God's word. At the heart of today's passage, the writer declares, "I will never forget your precept, for by them you have given me life." Verse 93. Some of us have had a Bible almost all our lives, yet how much time do we spend reading and studying it? How deeply do we think about the meaning of familiar passages? Why not make Bible reading a priority each day? Ask God to guide, teach, and strengthen you through his written word. This amazing resource is accessible to all and available now. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible, your word to us. Give us wisdom as you read and study it. Make us sensitive to your voice and give us hearts to obey. God speaks through his word. Take time to listen. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. Psalm 119, verse 93.
Amen.
Thank you, Ivy. The power of the word of God. To read it out loud. We were talking on Wednesday about the power of the word. Be careful of the words that you speak. They are powerful. They're injected with life. And they will bring forth what you speak. You know? Hey, shut your mouth. If you can't say anything positive, keep your mouth shut. Better to be silent. You know, Daniel often kept his mouth shut. And God told him lots of things in dreams and visions. But he never spoke it out until the opportune time. And God said his word is like fire. It's like a hammer that smashes a rock in pieces. It's a powerful thing, the word of God, and I thank God for his word. Just one second, Tracy. I think the girls wanted to come and share. No? You did? You were coming? I just asked you to sit down because Christy and Anya would be a few minutes. So you're free. Now's your opportunity. Yay, nay. Right, Tracy?
Amen. Hello, brothers and sisters. Amen. I'd like to thank Jesus for being in my life. He is involved in my life, and I know that from the personal connection that I have with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, who guides me, loves me, and cares for me. I have two families now. I have one family at church that I can bring things to, and will help me the right way to do things, and I have my own family at home. Thank you, Jesus, for being in my life, and thank you, Jesus, for keeping me comfortable. Amen.
And it's overwhelming to hear you speak of your love for God and the place that he has in your heart. And
I think if Bill's desire is to sing just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come to thee, I come. And when we've sung this, those who really just want to pray the sinner's prayer, and I know you're born again, I know you are, because your heart tells me so, but if you want to do it publicly, then come out and we'll say the sinner's prayer, and we'll thank God for salvation and that the past is over and done with. Amen. Praise God.
Is there anybody else first before we sing that wants to just share quickly that they've accepted the Lord Jesus as their own personal Saviour? Mm-hmm. Anybody else? No? Okay. You feel free. You know, the Bible says that as Bill said, if you confess Jesus before other men and women, he will confess you before his Father. And I thank God that Jesus wants to continually confess your name. So whether it's the young ones or even your old ones, you want to rededicate afresh even. And say, Lord, I want to confess you as my Lord, my Saviour. Forgive me for all my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. Make me clean and whole again. Wash me in the precious blood of the Lamb, that I should be as white as snow. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Just as I am, without one plea, let that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of wonder, Lord, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. just as I am.
Come out.
I want to thank you all for that.
It means a lot to me, that is.
See, when I'm watching and listening to Billy Graham, the Holy Spirit comes over me like never before. And all praise to Joyce Meyer and the work that she does, and she's speaking the words of God every time she opens her mouth. But just from my own personal perspective, I think Billy Graham just goes up one more level.
Yes.
And whereas I might miss one or two words that Joyce Meyer says and have to play them over again, I'm spellbound when I'm watching Billy Graham. He's something. And I think he's been, if I'm not mistaken, I think that song has been played at every one of his meetings for going on 50 years. And his meetings are a big football stadium. I mean, I was watching one today. It was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it was a huge place. And it's absolutely packed out full. And what annoys me from my own behaviour perspective is the fact that I've got a copy of the one when he was at Sheffield in 1985, and I was there, and when he said, I want hundreds of people to come down here, come down and stand down here, come right from up there, he said, if you're with friends, they'll wait, if you come on a bus, the bus will wait, just come down, come. And then as I watched it, the recording of it 25, 30 years later, it upset me because I was in there and I wasn't one of them that came down. And I asked myself, why was I there anyway? And the reason I was there was only one thing. I was I'd heard that there was a 1 in 5 chance. They were doing 5 crusades at Sheffield United football ground that week. And there's a 1 in 5 chance that Cliff Richard would be there. So that's why I was there, just to see if Cliff Richard was going to be there. And he was on that day, and I was rejoicing over that. And I was rejoicing over the wrong thing. Anyway, we're there now, I think. I think we're almost there. And I just want to read Psalm 51, because this is germane to what I'm actually saying, this psalm. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is evermore before me. Against you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. By your favour, do good to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, in burnt offering and whole burnt offering. And in burnt offering and whole burnt offering, then young bulls will be offered on your altar. Amen. Right, I've heard anybody else who wants to come out and give their heart to Jesus, or haven't you? You haven't given your heart to Jesus, you should come out.
So anybody else that wants to just afresh dedicate themselves to the Lord Jesus? You know, we often fall back, don't we? We often make mistakes. And actually, it's part of what I was going to preach on today, actually. Coming back to the Lord. It's from the Old Testament, actually. It's the life of Abraham. Man of faith, he's called. But when you look at his life, he made some big mistakes. He fell down a few times. But God lifted him up. And God never destroyed him. But God picked him up and said, come on. I've made you a promise. And when Jesus died on a cross on that day, he fulfilled a promise that God had made. And God said he would never leave us, he would never forsake us, and that his blood would cover us forever, would wash away our sins, would set us free, and would give us eternal life. Because he loves you. You're special to him. Even in that psalm it says, I knew you. Before you were formed, I knew you. He says, I knew you as a substance. Even before you were actually before you were you. He loved us. He cares for us. And he loves you right now. You are special to him. Absolutely. Very special. Is there anybody else that wants to just rededicate? And we're going to pray this prayer together.
In Romans, he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's God's word, Bill. And he said that he has cast our sin as far as the east is from the west, two points that never meet. And he has put our sins that far away from us. And he said he chooses not to remember them anymore. So we have to make a quality decision. We choose not to remember our sin anymore. God is not remembering it against you ever. You have confessed it, and he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. There's nothing accepted there. It's all there, covered by the blood of Jesus. And it's the only person who will ever remind you is the devil. So when he comes and starts saying, remember when, you must sincerely say, that person no longer lives. I'm a new creation. I'm born again of the Spirit of God. This is the new Bill, the new creation Bill. If you've got anything to say about the old, you better go and talk to God. And I'm sure he'll have no record of it either. So go and waste your time, because you're not wasting mine. Amen. Don't argue with the devil. Don't get in the boxing ring with him, because he'll beat your brains out if you do. So don't give him any attention. Right? We make a decision here. We will not give him any attention. He deserves none. God says don't take any notice of him. Just choose to follow God's word and to speak the word of God. Amen.
Praise God.
No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. From this day, from this point on, from this prayer and this decision that you make, you have no past. You have no past. The sins, the things you did wrong are no longer yours. They're covered over by the blood of Jesus. They are washed and cleansed. You are cut off from the past. You're cut off from the ties of the past in Jesus' name. You're delivered and you're set free by the precious blood of Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me because I'm a sinner and I've done so many things wrong. And I acknowledge today my sins. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me my sins, to cleanse me, to make me whole again, to wash me in your precious blood, and to redeem me unto your Father, and to break every curse and wrong word that's spoken against me, and lift me into your kingdom, into the presence of your Father. I acknowledge that this day that you are the Lord and Savior. You are my Savior. And you have set me free. And I acknowledge this day that you are the Son of God. And you came to redeem me and set me free. And I receive your forgiveness. And I receive your love. Though I may not feel worthy, you have given it to me. And I know you love me. And I just say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Bless you.
Bill, God brought you to it.